I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The People's Republic of China officially turned 60 today. The country's ruling Communist Party celebrated with a huge military parade in Tiananmen Square. It was there that Mao Zedong proclaimed the birth of the People's Republic on October 1st, 1949. Today, there was a massive military parade with tanks, missile launchers, and soldiers. Later on in the evening, a celebration included patriotic songs, dancing, and fireworks. The World's Mary Kay Magstad is in Beijing. And Mary Kay, how were those fireworks?
Well, the fireworks were spectacular, and that, of course, was the desired effect. There was also a lot of singing and dancing and, you know, happy ethnic minorities coming out and displaying their unity with the Communist Party. So there were some light touches in the evening performance that certainly were not there during the daytime parade, and that was a welcome addition. But there were also still some very heavy-handed references happening even within the evening performance. For instance, when they got to the Tibetan performers dancing.
Emancipator serve, sing proudly, featuring the Tibetan nationality.
Mary Kay, who were these people in this Tibetan part of the celebration? I mean, were they actual Tibetans or happy ethnic minorities, as you say?
They did not look very Tibetan. This song was called Emancipated Serf Sing Proudly, which gives you a sense of how the Han majority is looking at the Tibetans.
Now, earlier in the day, there was this big military parade. What was the tone of that? Because, I mean, tanks, missile launchers, soldiers, it doesn't sound very much like the new China.
It was very retro. It was very Soviet-style parade. It was also definitely meant to impress. Some analysts have looked at this and said perhaps it's also a bit of a trade show, that this is a way for China to display what it has that it could sell to people who are interested.
Then there was this almost surreal sight of Communist leader Hu Jintao today. Let's have a quick listen to that scene. Nice soundtrack there. Mary Kay Magstad, what's going on here at the parade?
So here's Hu Jintao in a black Mao suit standing up through the hatch of a black sedan in a car that's called the Red Flag. And he's driving past troops with the camera sort of panning so you can see the troops going by in a blur behind him. And he's saying, "My, how you have suffered." And the troops shout back in unison, "We serve the people." It seemed like a combination of Dr. Strangelove and Leni Riefenstahl. The imagery was way over the top. Again, you had to wonder as you were watching it, who is this for? Because the average Chinese citizen these days, certainly in the cities, is far more sophisticated than this. You know, they don't look at this and think, oh my goodness, I want to serve the party.
Right.
They look at it and think, this doesn't have a lot to do with my life.
Well, Mary Kay, all this week you've been reporting on how China is trying to turn itself into the world's economic powerhouse. And one of the main challenges China faces is encouraging innovation within a system that has long favored the state over private enterprise. And today's celebrations, in a way, seem to exemplify that, a very state-managed and party-managed event with little room for spontaneity.
Yeah, I think the state and the party are serious in trying to encourage innovation. I think it's also true that they try to do it in the ways they know how, which is to give a lot of money to infrastructure and to state enterprises to try to get them to come up with great new ideas. But in fact, a lot of great new ideas come from the private sector. They come from smaller businesses. And this is something the party has yet to come to grips with. But luckily for it, a lot of Chinese citizens are way ahead of it. You know, they're switched on, they're smart, they kind of get what's going on in the rest of the world.